excellent, quite elaborate plan for the swearing in, you know, with most of the African heads of states expected to come. Quite a number of them have already arrived in Nairobi. We are expecting others to fly in this morning. And so really it is going to be a huge occasion, one of a kind that puts Kenya in the spotlight, and we believe, given our strategic position, a lot of countries and a lot of foreign dignitaries have interest in this event to see how it will go.
So how many African or other foreign heads of state have agreed to participate in today's ceremony?
Actually, 54 African heads of state were invited. So far, we have confirmation for about 12 of them. A number of heads of state are already in Nairobi. President Salva Kiir of Southern Sudan, Museveni, and others from the region. But we're expecting many more. Some may not come in person, but they will be represented by their envoys in the country. So we are not quite sure how many might come from the other countries out of Africa, but we believe that at least the ones from the East and Central African region will be in Nairobi.
Some Kenyans have expressed concern about uniting the country after the court ruling and ahead of today's ceremony. How are Kenyans reacting towards today's ceremony and their expectations of what happens next?
It's a frenzy, I tell you, Peter. I mean, there are a lot of expectations and excitement among Kenyans. But as you know, this was a tightly contested election where 5 million Kenyans voted for the Prime Minister, the outgoing Prime Minister, Honorable Raila Odinga, and nearly 7 million for Honorable Uhuru Kenyatta. But that shows that there's a huge populations of Kenyans that need to be brought on board, who are still healing, who are feeling that their candidate lost. And the political contests in Kenya tend to get very personal and tribal. And so these are issues that we are taking into consideration. If you look at the conduct of the president and his deputies since they were elected, they've been issuing statements calling for reconciliation, that they are going to lead the entire country. They will not be president for one region or two regions that elected them. They're going to be leading the entire country, and therefore there is need for us to get over the elections and move on. And luckily, the same statements have been expressed by even those who lost the election. And therefore, we are hoping that with the inauguration this morning, then life peaks in earnest. The president and his deputy will put in place a mechanism to embrace diversity in the country and to ensure that the healing process takes effect immediately by sending overtures even to the leaders within those regions. And the Prime Minister, the outgoing Vice President, have been invited to this event, so we hope they show up.
The issue of ensuring security in today's ceremony is paramount, as a lot of people have said. How is the security being ensured that it's bolstered during today's ceremony?
We are pretty conscious about that fact, Peter, that given Kenya's role in the terror war again in Somalia and our position in the region, we have become a target, you know, for terrorist attacks. So you can be sure that we are not leaving anything to chance. All the security agencies in the country and within the region have been put on high alert. The place has been secured. Everybody who is getting in will undergo thorough scrutiny, screening, and there will be security planes flying overflying Kasarani, the place where the swearing in will take place. We have not left anything to chance in terms of security, and therefore we can assure all in the country that all will be well.
So what will be the message to Kenyans as the president-elect is going to be installed or sworn in today?
From where I sit as Information Secretary of the Republic of Kenya is that we trust the communication that we are getting from the government. This was a political context. It is over now. We are now moving on with life in Kenya. And the way to heal the political differences that were there during the campaigns and during the elections is to ensure that we move on, because, as I've said, the president will be the president of every Kenyan. He's not going to rule the people who voted for him and discriminate those who didn't. And he has given that assurance. We are hoping that the country will take that message and that we are going to embrace the diversity, even in our differences, in our political differences, and ensure that we move forward together. We have done this before. We had a crisis in 2008 after the elections of 2007. We went even into post-election violence. It got worse than it has been ever in the history of our country. We are able to pick our pieces, to reconcile our differences, and move together as a country. And I think that is what makes Kenya unique. That's what makes Kenya different, and that's what why we are the focus in the region. Because if stability is not guaranteed within Kenya, even the region will not be stable.